Hallelujah, hallelujah. Tonight we are so thankful and grateful to God. Miss Wilma Holmes is coming. She's going to share with us tonight. Amen. Can we say amen? Amen. Amen. Y'all want to give us whatever you need to do? Glory to God. She may leap up here. I don't know. Hallelujah. Can we say praise the Lord? Isn't God good? Amen. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are what rejoicing, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Come on, Miss Wilma. Bless you. Amen. There you are.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give praise and thanks to God, our Father, to the head of this household, our Bishop Jimmy Jones, and Pastor Corey in her absence, and to the King in my life, my loving husband, and to all the saints of God, and to all those that are watching on Facebook, we thank God for Jesus. We are going to pray and get into the Word. Father, we come in the precious name of Jesus, thanking you for this day, thanking you for this moment. We just thank you most of all, Father God, for Jesus, who made it all possible that we could have life and that we could have it more abundantly. And Father, we are not looking at our situation, not our circumstances, but we're standing on your word, because your word said that we were more than a conqueror. Not just a conqueror, but more. And we just thank you for it right now. Father, we just thank you for how you are blessing us right now. And Father, as we come tonight, we thank you for your word. And we thank you, Father God, that you and your word are one. And we thank you right now for using me tonight to deliver your word, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. We thank God again for this opportunity, and when Bishop called me and we was talking, and anyway, you know, Bishop won't let you get by with things. But anyway, thank God for the word. And as I was meditating and trying to think, asking the Lord, I started right after I got off the phone with him. I said, Lord, what would you have me to say? And I don't know, it just kept sticking with me, love. The word love. And God is love. And so that's what I'll be coming from tonight. And I'm going to ask Bishop and those that are up in the vacuum to forgive me. Because I got some in the Living Bible, some in the New Testament, most of it the Living Bible. And I kind of went through. I didn't just do but anyway. If it don't seem like what I'm reading, but it's come from the Bible. And anyway, we're going to begin. The Nelson Bible Dictionary say that love is the highest esteem that God have for his children. And in this high regard, which we in turn should have for our Father God and other peoples. Because of the hundreds of references to love in the Bible, it is certainly the most remarkable book of love in the world. Nelson also say, have recorded that the greatest love stories ever written, God's unconditional love for us, that he sent his only son to die on the cross. That's John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting or eternal life. The word perish means to destroy violently. So God didn't want us destroyed. You know, Adam had sold us out. So he sent his son, he gave his son to buy us back. So we thank God and we thank Jesus for giving his life. And the 17th verse, it says that this far God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And the world was already condemned. But God loved us so much, he didn't send his son in the world for that. He sent him that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. And the word condemn means to express complete disapproval of a circumstances, forcing someone to endure something unpleasant or undesirable. And as I was reading that, and I got to thinking about what Bishop had asked us. He asked us to not to drink and eat in the sanctuary. And, you know, that's he disapproved of that, and I understand why he should. So sometimes it's there to force someone to do something unpleasant or undesirable. So let's obey, you know, and be blessed. Not do what we have asked to do. And that's walking in love when we obey our leaders and those that are over our watching out for our soul. 1 John 4:11. Well, let me go back. I was going to emphasize on God giving his only son. His only. He gave his only son that we could have life and have it more abundantly. One and only son. Not like Pastor. Pastor got, I think, 6 boys. But God gave his only son that we could have life and have it more abundantly. But after giving him and we received the gift that he have given us, then he have so many sons and daughters now. Called, we can say, Father God.